to see if we bring Pat in from Scottsdale.
All right. My plumbing, and I listened to you for years and years, and first time that I've actually had to call you. Okay, so we've had about five homes in Arizona, but the last two were built in 94, 96 period. And none of them could get hot water to the sink in the kitchen. We had to do aftermarket fix with, I think it was a Grundig pump.
Okay.
On the last one. And now this one we bought, and we've been in 6 months, and same problem, but didn't know that that was the problem. We thought the water tank was failing. So the plumber who came out and quoted us said it would cost about $700 to fix electric water heater to get water to, so we're not wasting gallons and gallons. What is your view on this stuff? And what's the modern approach?
And that $700 was for a small under-counter heater that would fit under the sink and feed you instant water?
Well, my thought was he was going to mount it on the water tank like the last guy did.
Oh, so he was just going to put a circulating pump there.
Yeah,
and,
I think so.
And that is probably one of your most cost-effective, less obtrusive tactics for accomplishing what you want to do. And we mount those on a timer. We have traditionally used the same thing you've used, Pat, the Grundfos from Germany. It comes with a thermocoupler at the one sink where you want the hot water, and it senses and the pump turns on until that thermocoupler is satisfied, then it shuts off. I tell people, depending on the size of run that is, you may want to put a timer on that pump so it isn't running all the time. You're generally using hot water at the kitchen sink at breakfast and supper. Turn the circulation pump on an hour in the morning before you want the hot water, and turn it off in the mid-morning. And again, before you want it at supper time, and off after you would typically retire for bed. Grundfos really is the one that we've been used primarily. But I will tell you this, that there is one that I discovered at the Kitchen and Bath Show that's actually made in America, that's been around for 40 years, that I've said, just for the fact that it's made in America, that's going to be the next one I try. And it's a little bit simpler system than the Grundfos system. But let me see if we can't get this particular system engineered for your home on a trial basis. I'm going to give you a call, and we'll take it from, I will personally take it from there, Pat. I'll give you a call, and we'll see if we can't get this alternative made in America product installed at your house. And then you can be our beta tester, and you can let us know. Let me go to Hector calling from Santan, see if I can help him with the project he's trying to tackle. Hector, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Rosie. Awesome show, by the way. My wife had a request. We have the side of the house where I usually put the trash can, that's a dirt area. It's about 3.5 feet wide, 50 feet long. The garage has a door that leads into it. She wants me to build a doggy door in one of the rooms to lead out there, fence up that area so that's where the dogs can use the restroom and have their little area instead of using the whole backyard.
Great.
That. I was just wondering, is that a good place? Because I don't want the smell as bad as it does when it rains. The smell kind of, I don't know, multiplies.
It does.
I was just wondering if there's any steps or anything I should do to get that process started to make sure it's a good little home for them.
All right. Well, I have found in my experience that wife requests become life's realities. Okay. So you are going to build this dog compound. Here's a couple things. In the doggy door that you install, make sure it goes into an area that can be locked, that someone can't use the doggy door to enter your house. If it's a laundry room door and the house is empty all day while you're at work, put a deadbolt on the laundry room door that you lock from the inside of the house. And the dogs are free to come and go, get out of the heat and the cold, have a bed in the laundry room, their water and food bowl, but they'll go outside to do their business. Other than that, all you can do is get in a rigorous protocol of picking up to keep the smell from getting bad. And I can tell you that we raise German Shorthairs. We have two down, an English Pointer. It helps a lot. We have a kennel in the back, a corner of the yard. We don't put them on concrete. We put them on pea gravel so that everything that they emit from their body percolates into the ground. I hose it down regularly. And I'll tell you another thing. In the doghouse, in that kennel, I use cedar saw chips that you can buy in bulk. And that goes a long way to eliminating any of that dog aroma. So there's a couple tips for creating that dog area. They'll appreciate it. Your wife will appreciate it. And I want pictures of when it's done. But the one thing about doggy access, make sure it only goes in to a secure, locked area of your home. A good, strong, one-inch throw deadbolt mounted on that door, accessible and lockable from the outside. So you get in that room, you actually need a key to get out of that room. They can rob all the dirty underwear and socks and laundry soap they want, lavender, fabric softener and all that, but they can't get in to your master bedroom where the family, you know, heirlooms are. Okay? There you go, Hector. I hope that helped.